Hello everyone. How are you doing? I hope really well. I'm running my heater right now. Yes, it is the summer, but I run my heater, okay? I run my AC and I run my heater because I think it gets too cold, so I need some heat, but then I think it's too hot, so I need some cold. I know. What a crazy, crazy bitch. All right, so it's time for us to talk about Jonathan Majors and Megan Good. Am I the only one who was today years old to find out that Jonathan Majors is 34 and Megan Good is 42? Why the hell does Jonathan Majors look so old? I know he dresses like he is on the plantation. I know he has what they call slave face, hardcore. It's like he's a method actor in some damn slave production. But that aside, he's 34? Why the fuck does he look so old? Okay, so I did not know that there was 8 years, they had an 8 year age gap. Shocking. So a TMZ cameraman asked Jonathan Majors, quote, "A lot of people want to know, are you and Megan going to get engaged? Do you want to propose?" And Jonathan said, ooh, of course, of course." I am reading this. I did not watch the video. I think Jonathan is so ugly. The less I see of him, the better my stomach feels and the better it is for my mental health. And then I'm reading what I read on Essence.com. So Jonathan and Megan have been dating for more than a year. They went public in May 2023, months after he was accused of physically assaulting his ex-girlfriend, British dancer Grace Jabari. And Megan has consistently supported her man, and she just was holding hands, walking into courtrooms, walking out of courtrooms as Jonathan was on trial. And when she was on the Today Show to promote her new movie, her new Tyler Perry movie, Megan really gassed up her relationship. And she said, "I take everyone's opinion and advice into account, but at the end of the day, I'm the one who has to live my life. I'm the one who has to get to heaven one day prayerfully and give God an account of what I did. So I want to be responsible for the choices that I make. I also want to live the life that I want to live. At the end of the day, one thing I know is that I can always look myself in the mirror when I trust my spirit, when I trust God, when I ask God, when I move to the beat of my own drum, I could always look and say, I'm proud of that. Whatever happens, I have peace in my heart and I have harmony in my heart." End quote. So Megan has been saying that her relationship is good. When she was on Club Shay Shay, she said she thinks that her man is fine. She was saying that because Cat Williams said that Jonathan Majors is like ugly, and but he got people to convince the public that he is not. So will they walk down the aisle? Apparently, Jonathan has only been with white women, and he has at least one, but I think it's two kids with white women, and apparently he's only been with white women, and then here comes Megan trying to, or dating him in some type of like impressive PR campaign, I must say. Like, Jonathan managed to get a beautiful woman whose career is having a resurgence in a way because her Megan's Amazon show Harlem does really well, and now she's in this Tyler Perry production on Netflix. So this is a very good PR campaign by Jonathan's people. I think he like lost representation, probably has new representation, whatever. This is a really good strategy that he's pulling. Will they get married? I believe that Jonathan is trying to basically revive his career, and I don't necessarily think that it's possible. I don't know. I don't see them as endgame. When I say endgame, I mean that even if they were to marry, I could see them getting divorced. I just don't trust Jonathan. There was this, I need to do my research, because weren't there stories about, like, how he was a complete nightmare on set, allegedly, and just really nasty to people? I need to read more to find out more about him. But I feel that it's likely that Megan is being used and that she's just, like, a temporary placeholder. And that has nothing to do with her race whatsoever. I just don't trust him, especially if he was possibly allegedly cheating on his ex-girlfriend with Megan, just emotionally at minimum. I don't like him. I think he's ugly, and I don't trust him. So I could see them getting married. But at the same time, even though Megan is almost 10 years his senior, I could see Jonathan dragging his feet. Like, I hope that Megan gets whatever that she wants out of this relationship, and I hope that she doesn't get hurt. And the fact that she's even with him is troubling. I just feel that somebody who is as bad of a bitch as Megan should have more options than ugly ass Jonathan Mayers, who dresses like he's in the early 1900s. But yeah, I mean, what else are you gonna say when a freaking paparazzo asks you if you're gonna wife your girlfriend? If you don't want to get dumped, of course, you have to say, of course. But I want no parts of this relationship. Like, I can't get behind it. And I'm not going to get behind it. I don't feel that I should. Just because, like, if they're together for an extended period of time, am I supposed to support these two as some type of black love representation? I'm not going to do it, because I just feel that Jonathan might have ulterior motives. If he wasn't dating white women before and all of a sudden he's walking into court hand in hand with a black woman, like, who's, you know, almost a decade older than him, I don't trust him for, you know, based upon the stories that came out about him, just about his behavior and who he is. He seems like an asshole to me. And then he's an ugly asshole on top of it. Like, I hate this couple. I hate them. So, and I hate that they get as much publicity as they receive. Like, I'm grossed out by these two. I can see them getting married. I can. But I also don't see Jonathan being faithful. And I don't see him not hurting Megan. I feel that Megan is just up in everybody's face, singing his praises, and I don't think he's gonna be sticking around long term. I could see these two separating within 5 years, if that. So that is my prediction. I see them breaking up within 5 years. Doesn't mean that they won't get married or have a child or two first, but I see them separating within 5 years. So, how much money am I going to put on that? Absolutely none. But who knows? I guess I should make predictions more often, because I'm usually wrong. All right, y'all. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. I'm saying bye-bye like this is a phone call. I'll talk to you later.